This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. There's a growing contrast between the Democrat and Republican platforms helping that along. Abortion providers gave undercover investigators evidence that has hit prosecutorial roadblocks in the Obama administration. The alleged sale of abortion specimens for profit has turned into a GOP platform calling for the defunding of abortion providers. Meanwhile, the Democrats are calling for an open highway of funding to pay for any abortion on demand. One possible Trump running mate is having a hard time keeping his story straight on abortion. Michael Flynn has given three abortion answers in 2 days. Pro-life advocates say the Trump campaign would falter without their support, and some have said Flynn's comments should disqualify him from consideration. Democrats are uniting as Bernie Sanders finally yielded his endorsement for Clinton. Both have long records supporting abortion. This is Life News Radio.
At the Guiding Star Project, we believe in the inherent dignity of every human being, beginning with natural conception and ending with natural death. We believe that every life is unique and holds potential, and that every life deserves celebration, regardless of the circumstances of conception, status, or health. Lighting the way to a culture of life, theguidingstarproject.com.
In other headlines, fearing an overturn of Roe v. Wade, Planned Parenthood says its top priority is to stop Donald Trump. Vincent Lambert, the French man disabled in a motorcycle accident, is again threatened with imposed dehydration. Early death advocates pretend that denying water is normal, when in fact it is one of the cruelest of all imposed deaths. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.